Over 50 years ago, Maria Rudolph was taken from her family. She was taken from this community, and her life was taken from her. After all this time, moments ago, a court of law determined who was responsible for taking her life. Jack McCullough has been found guilty of murder, kidnapping, and abduction of an infant.
That was DeKalb County State's Attorney Clay Campbell a few minutes after Judge James Halleck pronounced his verdict in the case stemming from the December 3, 1957 disappearance and death of Maria Rudolph. The courtroom erupted immediately after the word guilty came out of the judge's mouth, and he glared at the packed gallery and pointed a stern finger. After admonishing them against future outbursts, he repeated, "Based on the totality of the evidence presented this week, the court finds the defendant has been proven guilty beyond a reasonable doubt on the three charges." Assistant State's Attorney Victor Escarcida reviewed the testimony in his closing statement, citing item after item in the circumstantial evidence that pointed to McCullough, who was known then as John Tessier, as the perpetrator. "She didn't deserve to die the way she did," Escarcida said. "She couldn't protect herself from this man who favored dolls and piggyback rides." Interim public defender Tom McCulloch assailed as suspect the testimony of three jailhouse snitches, as he called them, challenged the accuracy of the memories of the victim's childhood friend, the defendant's half-sisters, and questioned the validity of a deathbed accusation by the defendant's mother. Assistant State's Attorney Julie Trevarthen responded with a litany of corroboration among the inmate witnesses and the defendant's own words that they reported to the court. She cited the certainty of the photo identification and the mother's statement that led to the investigation. "Today isn't about the defendant," she told the judge. "Today is about Maria. Find him guilty." Afterwards, the defendant's half-sister Janet Tessier walked out of the courthouse with her thumbs up and said, "Maria's got her justice." Kathy Sigmund Chapman, Maria's playmate on that fateful night so long ago, told what motivated her to keep looking.
"I did what anybody would have done, but I did what I did for Maria because I had found Johnny. It took me all those years to find him. You'll never forget a face. You never forget the face."
The 72-year-old McCullough's bail was revoked, and he was remanded to custody to await a sentencing hearing at 11 a.m. November 30th.